the Pleasure Dome. Quite often when you're doing a project, you look for an image that sums up the whole thing. And this one, and you hope you get one, and this certainly is the picture that sums up my whole project, and in some ways is a little bit of a metaphor for what Dismaland was. But in order to take it, there was quite a story in that I drove into Weston and there was a huge rainbow going over the whole city. And I was like, wow, that is extraordinary. But I had to park up my car, put the money in the meter and get into the Tropicana where Dismaland was. So through the security there, hand my ticket in and get inside and cross my fingers that the rainbow was still there. So I did that as quickly as possible, but it did take me quite a bit of time. And I came round to the far side of the pond that's in the middle of Dismaland that used to be the old swimming pool, where they've now, Banksy had now put the police van, and turned round, and the rainbow was going perfectly over the top of the whole thing and almost changed the scene into a pleasure dome, or what I kind of consider to be a snow globe. And it's as though Banksy with Dismaland had taken British culture and Britishness and the contemporary society and put it in a snow globe and shaken it up, and then given the world a vision of British dystopia, and perhaps expressed some of the undercurrents of the problems that exist in our society at the moment. But at that time, we thought it was a sort of dark parody, that it didn't really have a truth to it. And then as time went on, particularly with the referendum and some of the divisions, which are obviously apparent now, it seems as though he was more than a bit prescient in his vision of Dismaland. And this picture kind of sums it up for me.